sexy entertainment, light entertainment, good entertainment, and put life in perspective. And you all need a good laugh. Look at the game for what it is. Don't be overwhelmed by the game. Get in it. You cannot understand the game until you get in it and play in it. Sitting off on the bleachers, holding up your finger, we're number one, doesn't make you anything but a couch potato. You don't deserve to call yourself anything until you're in the game. And you don't deserve to be in the game until you're willing to learn the rules and abide by them. Because in every game, you're going to have cheaters. And in every game, you're going to have opponents. Or there's no game. And along this way, we're going to have some very, very exciting things happen. Not just negative things. Once we get this negative garbage out of the way, we can move on. And when you talk about composite tooth production versus Corning wear, you're talking the difference in porcelain and heat and cold fusion that creates an alchemy different product. And it becomes a living product. And it will pick up the frequencies that you put into it. And every set of teeth, by the time a person reaches 50, should be capped with this for the protection of what you have. And then you also have beautiful teeth. So you're in the finest time of all history to live. The experience of bringing about these wonderful, creative, magnificent things. And speaking of magnificent things, I want us to not be too hard on Ron Jackson until we get our hands on his neck. Does anybody know where he is, besides me? Do you know where Betty is? Let's not be too hard on them.
Is he back in jail?
No, he certainly is not back in jail. He's trying to do a job. And he is now doing it against many, many odds. Anybody notice what's going on in Montana? Okay, serious business. But you will find that in all of the encounters with both Mr. Schweitzer and Mrs. Broderick, right over here in Lancaster, that these are not false documents. On the other hand, they are totally non-productive for you as a citizen. So don't be silly enough to go to their hoopla schools and just take their documents and go try to pay your bill or buy a Lexus car or something like that. That's foolish. These are not checks. And when they say they issue fraudulent checks, the government lies as usual. These are collection instruments. They are against liened properties, certificates, various and sundry other old interest-bearing bonds, treasuries, etc. So if you ended up with one, let us just say you went to one of their seminars, which I'm not saying do, because I would never, ever suggest you be anywhere near them or me afterwards. These people are absolutely, they call themselves patriots, are going to get all of you killed, if possible, because they advocate war. You cannot win a war against this government. Don't be foolish. And yet you will notice what is happening is the government's having to back off. They will hardly say much more than issue fraudulent checks, write bad checks. They had to back off, and they couldn't even arrest Mrs. Broderick because they're doing nothing unlawful, nothing illegal. And if checked out, these are valid documents. These are valid instruments. But just to pass them out because you come to a seminar, now I give you a blank check and you go fill it in for $10 million. That's a really silly thing to do. And then especially try to spend it. You have to make collection first, and that has to go through the postal department that was the first post office department of the government, not your postal service. You can take your instrument now if you can get it proved up, and you can go then to the postmaster and demand payment. Well, the postmaster is going to say, this says $10 million, sir. How do you want that? Well, obviously, he cannot pay it from his window, so he will take it on to his postmaster. And then, theoretically, it will end up with Mr. Rubin at the Treasury Department. Now, do you think that Mr. Rubin at the Treasury Department is going to run over to the printing press and print you off $10 million and give it to you? As a citizen, he cannot. And that's about enough said about it. But it's going to... the fact is, a lot of these got out. Hundreds of them got out and into circulation. And so the government, obviously, has been trying to shut it down. But they're going to find they don't have a leg to stand on unless somebody gets stupid and shoots somebody. And that usually is some fanatic patriot that starts it. I'm sorry, one's come to me, well, can't you do something about this one or that one or the other one? No. If you are foolish enough to break the laws of God, why should I help you get out of your pickle? So don't ask. Follow the rules and the instructions, and you'll be fine. And the government is very, very concerned recently because Mr. Jackson knew that you couldn't do it in the United States. So let's all just say a little prayer that he can get it done where he is. Because they're having trouble finding that man. And we'll just leave it there. So let's not be too hard on him until we can look back on the entire thing.
Encouraging.
Well, just out of curiosity, Commander, if I may ask, do some of these certificates attach to specific property, like liens or something?
Yes.
Do they?
But this is another nitwit thing that these idiots are doing. They have the idea, but guess what? Mrs. Broderick comes forth over here in Lancaster and says, well, let's see. The government came and did this to me and has taken taxes from me, and therefore I believe that's worth $198 million. So she then gives these certificates out after you pay $25 or $125, rather, to go to a seminar hearing. At the end, she gives you a blank draft. And you are supposed to be able to collect against her account, you see. Well, she doesn't have an account. So here is the error. Although you can write all of these all the time that you want to, but until one of them is tried to be cashed, nobody's done anything wrong. And if you have a document that anybody signs, Paul Linthal signs some kind of a document to you, and you go, and he doesn't have any money in his bank, is your banker at fault for giving you that money, or wouldn't you think he'd check if it's very much? And if you thought it was a valid check, have you committed a crime to try to cash it? So when you start talking about bad checks, bogus checks, etc., the government is the expert at that. So if they're backing off on their accusations and their raid on that Montana Just Us community, then you know that they're having to pay attention for some reason. And it wasn't as simple as just going in there and blasting them away. Although, have you noticed how friendly and wonderful, wonderfully supportive citizens are to each other? Have you noticed that the papers are full of the neighbors who say, go in there and blow them away? Mm-hmm. Well, that's your neighbors, brothers and sisters. Yep. That is exactly what your brothers are trying to do to you. So we just have to feel our way through here. And not that this is anything particularly one way or another. It's just that patriots who come out in camouflage uniforms with semi-automatic guns are just going to get trouble. And when they do it in the name of God, it irritates me beyond belief. I don't care who does it. These are not godly acts. If you want to change a system, you do what Dr. Carlson does. You try to change the system and make us proud to be a part of his Phoenix Project. Now let's go ruin your teeth. Let's have a break, and then we'll watch something funny. You've used up all the time, Dr. Young, that we could talk about Zeta. Rick has an... let's just take just a minute and let Rick tell us. A minute. This is exciting stuff, isn't it?
First of all, I'd like to comment on the quick-moving wheels of justice. I did have a conference with the magistrate at the U.S. District Court this last week, along with George Green's new attorney. We are going to trial. It is going to be a jury trial. And we have a trial date now set. Trial date is March 11th, 1997.
We don't rush.
Zeta and I just got back from Tijuana, Mexico, and I will be writing about this extensively. The short story is that we have found a particularly fine clinic in Tijuana. And let me just hand this over to Zeta for a moment.
Please turn the tape over now. Thank you.
Terminal illness. Who were on the border of Tijuana, going into Tijuana to seek alternative treatments, and they are many years down the road. I talked to many survivors of terminal illness who sought the alternative approach and have survived.